Good afternoon, Matt. How are you doing today?
We're doing okay. Yourself?
Doing well. So a two-part question. The first is what do you see from this Chargers offense, you know, that concerns you? And the second part, or maybe you address it within the answer, is just how much of a Patriot influence do you see there just based on Coach McCoy's time under Josh McDaniels in Denver?
Sure. I mean, I think Coach McCoy does a great job really adapting the system to the players that he has, you know, on the offense. He's done a great job through his career to put the players that he has in the best possibility, in the best position to make plays, in the best system. So he's been able to adapt his systems into different different looks and different styles to fit all the particular players that he has. So you can strongly see some influences that either might be from, you know, his time with Josh or really his time with Peyton Manning, and then through into obviously coaching an outstanding quarterback in Phillip Rivers and really trying to tailor the offense to meet, you know, the best skill positions and the best fit for the players that they have. Certainly they pose a lot of problems. This is another, you know, high-powered, explosive offense really led by the quarterback and the quarterback-driven system. You'll see a lot of plays at the line of scrimmage where he can adjust or check or change the play based on what the look is. You know, the defense has given him, and he certainly has some outstanding weapons to get the ball to. Certainly the tight end position with Antonio Gates being a long standard outstanding player, you know, for San Diego, a guy who is a real tough matchup problem for defenses and a guy who really can control the middle of the field both vertically and, you know, in these short situational passes. Huge catch radius, very savvy player, very veteran, smooth guy that just really finds the available space to get open. So certainly the connection between Rivers and Gates is one that's been established for a long time. It's one that's an extremely difficult combination to deal with and to try to defend. So it'll start there, but he's added, you know, through the course of the season and through last year, they've added some, you know, receivers like Keenan Allen, who's really come on here to provide a lot of, you know, different changes in ability in the offense. Obviously, Floyd, who has a great skill set to get down and vertical into the defense and create the big plays. And Eddie Royal comes in and does a great job in the slot situation and the intermediate route running. But also, really, you know, if you watch Eddie Royal in the run game, which, you know, San Diego has some very good running backs that do a great job in the space game of gaining yardage. You watch Eddie Royal block, it's very impressive. The guy is relentless in his pursuit to get to the DBs and get them, you know, rooted out of the box and try to gain some extra yards in the run game. So I think he's really done a great job, Coach McCoy, and obviously Frank Wright's done a great job of really designing this offense to fit the skill players they have and to put the pressure, most pressure they can on the defense.
Hi, Matt. And just kind of to build off of Mike's question, I guess, a little bit, I know obviously Josh is focused on the Chargers defense this week, but I'm wondering if you'll at all, you know, lean on him or pick his brain a little bit to find out whatever you can about Coach McCoy and what he's doing over there.
Well, I mean, certainly Josh has got to, you know, he's very much buried into the San Diego defense and taking care of that. But we'll certainly try to always exhaust when we play an opponent. We'll try to look at every different aspect, whether it's previous games with that opponent, previous times we played that particular player or coach, and, you know, any sort of combination of information that we can get from guys that have been through systems similar or the system that they're running and just obviously try to get as much information as possible. I think that's, you know, pretty standard as far as the game of football and from coaching or playing. You know, we're trying to get as much information as we can about, you know, whatever the particular team or system is that we're playing. So I'm going to always try to exhaust all your options.
Hey, Matt, how are you?
Doing okay, thank you.
Having watched the film of their offense with players like Allen and Floyd and Royal, Are they, do they go for the big strike very often, or are they much more methodical?
Yeah, the thing about this offense is, again, you know, I think it starts with Phillip Rivers and his ability to adjust what he's seeing in the no huddle and the tempo offense to either, you know, speed it up or slow it down, but really to survey the defense, take a look at what the defense is in and really try to get their offense in the best play possible. And with the players that they have, you know, on the field, they have the ability to do both. So they certainly have a very methodical approach, ball control, you know, be able to get the ball out to, you know, either quick passes or intermediate passes and kind of control the game from that aspect of it, along with the run game, of course. But then they have the big strike ability to get the ball downfield, including Floyd, including Gates, Green, you know, their other tight end, who can stretch the defense vertically. So they'll certainly take advantage of those situations. You know, if they see it, they come up, and they're going to take their opportunities to get the ball downfield as much as they can.
Thanks, Stacy. Matt, you guys have kept the last two opponents outside of the end zone when they've reached the red zone. So maybe just sort of generally speaking, no matter who you're playing, what points do you want to kind of check off to give you guys a chance to succeed when you're backed up down there?
Well, I mean, obviously our job is to stop the opponent from scoring. And to make sure that they, you know, don't get in the end zone. So we're certainly going to always have a high emphasis on that particular target and that particular goal. But, you know, I think you're just going to look at the opponent. You're really going to try to analyze what they do in the different situations on the field, whatever it is, whether it's early downs or third downs or red area. Try to understand where, you know, most of their attack points are, understand what your, you know, defensive situation is and try to anticipate where they're going to attack you. So, you're going to really try to look at all those different scenarios and do the best you can to, you know, obviously keep them out of the end zone and whatever the situation arises to be able to handle the situation, whether it's, you know, outside the red zone, in the red zone, in the low red zone. There's certainly different areas of the field included in the red zone that, you know, can affect and change the situation. So, you know, having a good, you know, awareness of where you are in the field really can help play into that. And I think our players do a great job of really every week trying to study the situations, the things that come up in those areas, the things teams are doing, whether it's running the ball or throwing the ball and how they're trying to score in the different ways and the options that they and problems that they present in those, you know, in those areas of the field. So that's a huge challenge for us defensively every week to defend the red area. Certainly something that we've got to, you know, continually try to improve.
Hi, Coach. Real quick, does Matthews's return is he had such a great December last year, and how much is he contributing now? Does he look like he's back to relatively full strength, and how much does that affect Rivers's approach?
Yeah, I would definitely say that offensively they look like they're, you know, in very good health and in full strength. Matthews is an outstanding player that provides a different element from a quickness and speed and matchup ability. I really think all their backs, you know, Brown, Oliver, certainly is another back that gives them a lot of production. So I think to have, you know, good players in the backfield, players that can really make a big play out of not a lot of space. They do a great job in their run game of stretching the defense and then being able to take the, you know, the downhill cut or the small seam and really burst into the second level and third level and really gain a lot of yardage. So Matthews is certainly a big part of their run game and their ability to, you know, take advantage of small spaces in the defense and to create big plays. And I think Oliver and, you know, I think Brown, when he's in there, they do a great job of finding those, you know, those breaks in the defense.
Thanks a lot, man. Thank you.